it's the trends, Neil Atkinson, with Josh Williams, to go through Liverpool versus Aston Villa and then look at the bigger picture. We're sort of building on themes from previous weeks. They are trends for a reason, Josh. I want to start though with the match stats of the Villa game, and the reason why is because the headline match stats, if you look at the very top, they've got goals 2-0 to Liverpool, which you think XG looks similar to both sides, cumulative XG similar, shots on target not that different. It's when you look underneath, I think, Josh, I don't know what you thought watching the game, but I always felt Liverpool were going to win. I certainly didn't think Liverpool were ever going to lose. Is that fair?
Yeah. I think they only really posed a threat from set pieces, I felt. And maybe Liverpool making a few enforced errors, maybe in the middle of the park. I think Scott touched on that after the game where they were, Villa were very passive, I felt.
Yeah.
And just almost welcoming passes into the middle, a bit like Liverpool early days under Klopp. And then once the ball comes in there, then you pounce.
Yeah.
I felt we gave the ball away a few times in those instances, but for the most part, I felt like we had gears.
Well, so I think that the reason why we all felt like that is in the next set of numbers. So we've got their possession 63-37 in Liverpool's favour. Liverpool's pass completion 87. You get to see that in the total number of passes. Then you've got the pressures, Liverpool putting in more than Villa despite having less of the ball, markedly less of the ball. And the pressure regains, Liverpool putting in more than Villa. Tackles won, Liverpool putting in more than Villa. You know, I think that was why when I was watching it, I just really felt like the game was under Liverpool's command.
Yeah, it felt like if we were ever in trouble, we could have... About the game, I think. Are you going to make a point there?
We're going to talk about Liverpool choosing to evolve. So that's okay. Your overall match stats. Okay. This is your pass network over the course of the game. It's a funny one because you can't take the position of Trent seriously because he was only on for 25 minutes. What I think is most interesting, Ramsey comes off at half time, but what I think is most interesting is Villa's just looks a bit disjointed. You shouldn't want Onana that deep. You shouldn't want Carlos and Torres like that. The fullbacks are pushed back from Villa's point of view. Bailey's average position's pushed back. It's only really Watkins and maybe Morgan with a bit more around them that looks as Villa would want it. I think Liverpool's isn't too far away from what they would have designed, especially allowing for the fact that Diaz plays half the second half central. So he'd be a little wider than that in the overall, but I think Liverpool's, they'll be quite happy with, and you get to see the on-ball value of the passing of Robertson and Van Dijk as well.